Mel does think of Precious. Vestas is Drabonon. Even Precious, the Tazen Chach, says it's Drabonon, not like the view of the Pesach Tshuva. And the Gedda of Precious is Tashim, which is also Kibbutz Menishuk, a Machmer Tovah Bracha, or Nochel Achmer, the Kolshke Mita Achas. It's in phase, we're discussing making this man of the Precious. That means we have the beginning of the Chapin, it's a phase that has Machloik Shebuda and Abyeisi. Is it Yom Roshoi? So we pass it like a Behuda. Therefore, you see, at the beginning, the whole entire 12 hour period is also, or the end, the whole entire 12 hour period is also. We have the second idea, the Urzerua, the Chayshim, the Tsunami Foin, that the Bnei Torah seem to be Machma for. We have a third concept, the Adiosa, that the Ulam is not Chayshish for. We also have the festival of Moshe, 24 hours, which is Yatam, the Chayshish for. Then we have the fourth thing over here in this Ramon, Sibbeis. There'd be four shot in this Ramon, what it means and how to apply it practically. The Ramon says, bringing down the Goyes Maimonides, Isha has a Vest Kavua, and she's either mocked him 2 or 3 days, or just afterwards 2 or 3 days. Loch is, she has to be choishes for these 2 or 3 days. The question is, what exactly does that mean? Come on, Pesach Tshuva, and it brings down, he sends you to Shach, a simul kripay test, sefotin lamites. Over there, he starts over the first Shach, the Dibbe Chamudis. He understands when a person sees a lamit, and then sees, let's say, 2 days before, and chav tes, and the lamit, even though he has a vest kavua for lamit, and then he switches to chav kes and chav tes, the loch is yet to be choshish for all three of them. That means the next month, you have to be choshish for chav kes, then chav tes, and then lamit. The reason why it's brought down over there is learn the loch over there, the Ramah discussing, machlik among the Rishonim, when a person sees a vest, are you choshish for all the days? That means, let's say Isha sees a vest 5 days, lama, not shum, see a vest 5 days, and see Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, and Hay. What do you write down on the calendar? Do you write down the scholes of vest the first day? What do you write down? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, and Hay. So the Machab over here in Sevov, and over there the Ramon Sevi Gimel, bring down the Rishon Shita, the Ramban Shita, Yechosh for all 5 days. You write down on the calendar Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dal, and Hay. Atzad Hasheni, Beis over here brings down the Balamor, the Rajbo, the Rosh, the Ra, the Ritva, the Beniruchim, they all come and disagree. And Kiddur and Hoga of us is to write down the first day on the calendar. Therefore, they come along the Divrei Chamudis and says, it's very nice that on Sam Shat Ramah, the symbol of Ahono Aramah, is to be Choshu all 3 days. She sees Chavches, Chavtes, and Lamin to write down Chavches, Chavtes, and Lamin. The Chura, that's only the Rivet Shita, that's Ramban Shita. However, our Shita, that we only write down a Schol Savest, the Chura, why in the world to be Choshu for all 3 days? That's the Divrei Chamudis is kasha on this Ramah over here. That means he says Avon and the Ramah is the Chosh for all 3 days. His kasha is the Chosh of Stira, what the Mechava by us by Sivar Paskins, or what the Ramah and Sivar Kofay tests. If your Gimel says V'chein Iker, that we only write down the Chol Savest, just the way the answer pshat, if this is the Mahalach in the Ramah, come on the crazy, he wants the Mechalach and say, the Homach Shaila in the Ravid, is Dafko when you have Vesh in a Kivuah. We're not sure, she's 4 or 5 days, Alpes Gimel Dal Nei. So what do we write down? We write down only Aleph. But in our situation, she has a Vest Kavua to see a Lamed, and then she switches to Chav Ches and Chav Tes. Therefore, you can say the Ikri has a Lamed, and going back to Chav Ches, Chav Tes, we Chosh for all 3 days. So the way to answer the Divrei Chamudis Avon Im Pshat in the Ramah is when there's a Vest Kavua, we have to Ech Lamed, we Chosh for all 3 days over here. That's one of one in the Ramah.
This is after she was Kaveh Alamed.
She was Kaveh Alamed, and then she switched 2 or 3 days earlier, 2 or 3 days later. The Lachim is first Alamed, and all the days she sees in between, since she had the rest of
her. From one time, even though she saw one time?
She saw one time, yeah.
One time, but 3 days.
That's the one, that's first Malach. We'll get to four Malach. We'll get to the Lachim. The second Malach, the way the Shach seems to understand, is that you really have to know a second mission of Samach Gimel Mabez. The loch is, let's say, a person has a vest kavua to see on Tezvav b'chodesh. The mission over there says if he switches to Chof, the loch is next month. What are you choshish for? You choshish next month for 2 things: your vest kavua of Tezvav, and also your new thing you just saw the past month, the vest in a kavua of Chof. Let me begin. You have a vest kavua for 1 thing. You do not see that vest kavua see Chof. You choshish for next month for both. You choshish for vest kavua and in a kavua. Understands the Shach, that's what Ramah means over here. There's no Chiddush in this halacha. The Ramah is saying, Batsmi, you have a Vest Kavua on Lamed. You saw 3 days beforehand. 3 days beforehand, you saw Chav Ches. The loch is next month. What do you chayish for? You ask Kibbo of Lamed. You chayish also the Chav Ches. That means there's no special in this Ramah. That means the whole Memavucha, the Chavadas, the Behidu will not apply. It's the same halacha. Look at the Goyin over here. The Goyin says, what's Shan Ramah? He sends you to the mission, Samuk Gimel Beis. That means the Goyin is just like the Shach over here. No special din. In fact, the Achoyim is no special din. In fact, they're crazy. And the Chavadas Aruch HaShulchan, so what's the Chiddush Ramah? The Masang over Mishnah. The Masang, very simple. The halacha is when you have Veskivor, you see the Enikivor, you chayish for both. Veskivor for Enikivor. So two ways to answer this question, what the Chiddush of the Ramah over here is. Either the way of the Pachshim, when it says over, in the Mishnah's cases when you saw on Tezvov, next month you saw on Chav. It did not lead into seeing what you saw the month before him. Over here you saw on Lamed, you saw on Chav Ches, then Chav Tes, then Lamed. So you went into the what you saw the month before him. You might think in that situation, only Choshev Veskibor, Kamashmon, still that's the case of Mishnah, you Choshev Veskibor also for Chav Ches. Another way of answering it, where the Chasnish or a Moshe or the Vazis is over, in that case, in the Mishnah, the situation is you saw on Chav and did not see it all in Tezvav. Here, the Maisa that you saw also leading one into another, that you saw on Lam and Chav Ches, you might think that your situation over here is that you switch to Chav Ches, Kamash 1, you only Chosh for Lamed. No, the Loch is a Chosh for both. He's basically coming to answer what the Chiddush in this Loch over here is. But the same, you say Chabai, that this is back to Al Gamein Adin, the Loch of the Mishnah. The Yavesh Kibur and Yavesh, any Kibur and Chosh for both. That means no special halacha. The third Malach, Pesach Chuvah, says himself, he brings down over here, this is the Noid of Yehuda. A person has a Yavesh Kibur and Chosh for Shoyis, Yavesh Kibur and Chosh only Chosh for the next month. What happens, you always see within a couple of days. There is no Yavesh Kibur. That means the Yavesh Kibur, as you see, 30, 30, 30. See, 28, 28, 28. That's the Yavesh Kibur. Let's say she always sees it within 3 days. She sees 28, 29, 30, but not in any set pattern over here. She's 28, then she's 30, then 29, then 28, then 29, then 29, then 30, then 28. No pattern over here. So come along the Chiddush of the Amala, since you always see within these 2 or 3 days, that's Ka'in, the idea of a Veskavor, and then the Chosh of this man over here. Says the Nodi Behuda, Lavdaka, these 3 days. Said the Pesach Chuvah, even within 7 day period, you see from 28 to 34, a lot of Anoshim will see within a 28 to 34. That's also, you always see within those 7 day period. That's Nichna Geder of Kain, the idea of a Veskivor. You always see within this Zman over here. Since you always see within that Zman, that's your Vest. Your Vest is Lav Dafko, a set day. Your Vest is within a 7 day period over here. So we have this Chiddush, the Night of Yehuda, that numerous person go with. That says a Chachmas Adam, they say a Tyro, or a Chashuchon. They say that's my says Pshat over here in this Ramah.
Well, why does it say Shnayim
Shlesh Yom? We'll get to maybe with Nav Kamino what you're, I think, referring to.
Well, I'm more than seven.
Oh. So, first, step by step. First, where's the Makom of this halacha? Why should it be true? And we Nav Kamino, obviously, how many days we're referring to. The way of the Nadi Behuda inside and the Pesach Chuvah brings down, the third over here is really come from the halacha of Sim Kopei Vav. Over there, the locker is brought down. The person has to do bedikas before and after tashmish to make sure they're not really machmas tashmish. Now, are you taught that way? You're not different halachas in Klal Yisrael. Some are not taught that concept. Some say you have to make a chazaka. Some say you always have to check your whole entire life. The locker is brought down over there. You have a vesh ena kavua. The concept of doing a bedikas says over there the mechaber and the simin. But the locker is that when you have vesh kavua, no chiyah bedika. Let's say an Isha never sees before day 25. Never sees. She sees from 25 to 40. But she never sees before day 25. Says the Mechaber being down the Chubut Sadeshen, that's Nichol Negedo of Ves Kavur. That means you will never have to do B'dikas before day 25. That means even if you taught the concept of doing B'dikas before Tashmish, has been a Zman that Shaykh to see. Before day 25, your wife doesn't see, the Isha doesn't see. It's Nichol Ke'en Shed of Ves Kavur and not see before 25, there is no chiyah bedika at all. Building upon this, and then you do kol shekein the other way around. Madach you have a vesh kavua not to see, and afterwards she sees from let's say from day 28 to 34, it's also nichna get a vest. So she's learning it out from the yisoid of the Trumas Hadeshen. Just like if you never see beforehand, it's nichna get a vesh kavua. Afterwards you see within a 7 day period, it's also nichna get a vest. Pesach Truma by us asks an obvious question. Before day 25 or 28, she just never sees. She's a chazaka, not seeing. From 28 to 34, she's a chazaka. She might see, but we don't have any specific day over here. In fact, the Pesach Truma, there's no shaychet to Truma Tzedeshim. But my Mokhma gives us halachas, building upon the yisod of the Truma Tzedeshim. The same halacha, the crazy understands Pshat the Ramah, but he's a different Maramokha, where he's coming from. This is Gemara Daf Yubayz and Vayz, Ramei Shit is Isha the Vesh in a Kavua. The Maisa, she is also the husband. Also the husband. Vesh in a Kavua. Maybe she'll see Tashmish. See Dam doing Tashmish. Come on, Kadina Ben Atignois. And says, what's going to be? Mateel, Lam Nosh will be also the husband. Vizman Azer, women won't be able to get married. El Mai, we're coming to be Mekel Vesh in a Kavua. Come on, the. Basically, he wants to tie no. Rav Chanina was Mekel because what do you want? But let's say you have days of the Maisa we know she'll never see before, and she'll never see before day 25. So now she can't get married, she'll be mutter from day 12 to 25. Why is 5 and 7 is 12? Then from 12 to 25 she'll be mutter. Afterwards, it back the loch of Rav Chanina ben Atikta to Moida to Rav Meir and say she's also Vesh Erikavua, he says also the husband. So the reason why we machmer for these days over here. When she sees within a 7 day or 10 day, whatever period over here is, because the mayor says the Vesh Erikul, the mayor is going to ask her. The only reason why being Mekel, because what do you want Nosh to go do? But if you have days of the Maisa Mutter, Echlami, any period that she sees Dam, will come on to ask her. That's the crazy Malach Pshat of the Ramah. Another Malach, the Ramah, but the same exact Aloch, it's the entire Aloch HaShulchan, that means that Numus Achor to say this Pshat of the Ramah, you may Mavucha, but a different Makor they're coming from. It's the Raivat Shito. The Raivat's idea is that we know when you see a vest on Aleph Beis Gimel Dal Hey, we mentioned before, and he's choshev all 5 days over here. All 5 days. In a situation, we pass on Ascholos a vest. The Ramah says you have a vest kavua by Lamed. Why do we say Ascholos a vest? We say the Maisa, that's the Iker, and all the days are toffled to the first day. First day is the Iker, the other two, three, four is the toffled. Myself, she always sees between, let's say, 28, 29, and 30, back and forth. There's no Ikta, there's no Tafel. The whole lumdus, why we argue in the Raivit, the first day is Aschola, thus the Ikr, everything else is a Tafel to that. But she always sees within a certain amount of days, 28, 29, 30, back and forth, over a year of time, there's no Ikta, there's no Tafel. So then we're going to be masking to the Raivit and say, all 3 days, there's man of the vest. That means Numbers of Chonim say the Yisoid in the Ramaz go back and forth within a couple of days, with Chosh for the vest, just coming different by Mekoymas. Different Makaris, either coming from the Chumas Deshen or from Meir or from the Raivit over here, that they're Paskin Loch Lamaisa, what the Ilm calls Yimei Mavucha. The days over here that are going back and forth and she sees within a certain amount of time will come on to be Machmer over here. So again, we have, again, the Pshat in the Ramah, we have one Pshat in the Chamudis, a second Pshat, we have the Shach, it's back to the Loch of the Mishnah, a third Pshat, what the Ilm calls Yimei Mavucha, we go back and forth in a certain amount of time, Machmer with that Saman over here. We'll get back to the halacha to apply it. There's a fourth pshat over here in the Ramah. In the Pesach Teshuva goes on further, it brings down the Chavos Das. Now Chavos Das really has two shlavim to it. First the halacha and then pshat in the Ramah. First he tells you, you said over here, but let's say Isha sees on the first 3 months, let's say on the first and second and third month, she sees an Aleph Chodesh. Then on the fourth, fifth and sixth month, she sees on... She sees on the base. I'm sorry. Let's do it again. She sees on Aleph Beis and Gimel first 3 months. She sees on Gimel Chodesh. Then on the next 3 months, she sees on Beis and Gimel. Then the next 3 months, that means the 7, 8, and 9, she sees Aleph Beis and Gimel. That means she had a vest kavua for Gimel. The next 3 months afterwards, she made a vest kavua for Beis, then went into Gimel. The next 3 months, she made a vest kavua for Aleph, that went into Beis, then went into Gimel. Says the Chavdas Halach is, you have Vesh Kavua for Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Very simple. That's the case when you're being Makdim. The case being Ma'achar is the other way around. Let's say an Isha sees on the first 3 months an Aleph Chodesh. The next 2 months, she sees on Beis Chodesh. The Aleph and Hei, she sees on Beis Chodesh, and then Vav, she sees an Aleph leading into Beis. And then in the next 2 months afterwards, she sees on Gimel, and the month afterwards, she sees Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. She's a Kavai Vest. First, he tells you a side how the vestas work. Is either can be makdim it, you have a vest kavua, you never lost the vest kavua because you always went into it, Why is mechadsh chiddush that you can make a vest with a ma'ayin that's psuach by the third time? That means again, you have yisun al chiddush three times a vest kivua. The next time yisun on basil chiddush twice with a ma'ayin salsam. Then the next month yisun aleph leaning to beis ma'ayin psuach. You kvei vest on the third time. So you have vest for aleph beis and gimel. That's first al lochish shabai. Building upon that, the Chavadas now says, what's the most thing? The most thing, if you go back and forth, let's be chayshish, you might lead to that vest. That means there are two shlav in the Chavadas. One is, can you make a vest this way? He says, yes, you can make a vest. Second said, now what's the most thing? If each goes back and forth in these days, and she's not kivei vest, let's be chayshish, you might be kivei vest, and there's a chashash over here, kivei vest. If he vesh ain't kivua, the chashash, you might lead to a vest kivua over here. That's the Chavadas of Pshat in the Ramah.
He has to hold it forever?
He wants to say it's not, no. The shell, that's the means. Now, first, let's first take the Chavadas before you get to Mei Mavucha. Let's, Aloch L'maisa, in the Chavadas, do we pass like this? That means again, he's saying a Chiddush over here, two different Chiddushim over here. One is saying the Yisod of Kviyas Vest. So there are those who say you're Kviyas Vest. The Kashu, what you're asking, is a pass from when you become Maim Chaim, that's the idea, at least is the case of here, is the idea for even the not after that scholar, but the whole entire time. It sounds like it's the right bit. And therefore, those who want to argue on the Lachish besides the Chash. That's the Chorim answer. Moshe wants to tell you, there's a difference when you have a Kriyas vest already and you want to be Machdimit, or be Kriyas Maim Sosom, could be even agrees. So first of all, the idea of the Chavadas of Avucha to be paskin like the Chavadas, the Maisa Nubas Achim do, the Chanish has to be paskin Chavadas. The Moshe has to be paskin Chavadas, Dain Wise, Chodshani, Vavos, and say you paskin the Kviyas Vest of the Chavadas. However, it's a self of Pshat and Amod, where the Chayshis, the Isha, that goes back and forth, might lead to this Vest Kavua, says the Chanish to the Moshe, what chance will that happen? The words of Moshe and Tshuva is, even 1 in 1,000 will not happen that way. Come on, let's be realistic. I mean, you can see, either way, mu'ochr muktam, you can be kveh vest that way. That's pshat ramol, let's be choshev for that. That's not mistavro. That means again, the loch of the pesach chuvim being down the kenzain. That's mu'ochr machlokes. Those want to pass like it. But the chshash that's ramol means that maybe you'll lead to this kveh vest. That's not mistavro. Now there is a little bit of a shadow how far to be making on this. That means let's say you get married, you come to your calendar, you're not sure we're holding if this situation happened or not. Moshe says it's 1 in 1,000, not mistavro. Chanish wants to tell you, if you don't know, then Chalam, you have your choshev the Chavadas. Maybe you had this, I mean, you got married 2 months into your marriage, you go up to the rub of the calendar, you know what happened before, and not keep the calendar, so maybe you had it, maybe you had the Chavadas. Maybe. You don't know. So being down, the Chodshani says that there was a Maisha, a newlywed went to the Chadish, Maisha is Machmer. That's a Chiddush also. A Maisha, why be choshev for it? But again, the story Shemoy, the Chavadas itself, number one, do you pass like a not? Numerous places would say, we do a Gamish Chalk and Sandy Rivet. Number two, even if you pass on the Chavadas to be Choshe, that's Pshat Ramo, the massive Kiddush over here, to be Choshe, it's not Mustafa, it's not something that we'll be Choshe for.
That goes backwards also?
Yes. That's.
So it's not just 2 or 3 days, it's like 6 days
of the autumn. Right, either way. That means we'll get to what you're meaning, how many days you're referring to over here. Now, again, so let's just be clear. What Pshat in the Ramo over here? We have number one, the Bechamudis. The second, we have the Shachal here. Then we have the Loch of the Chavadas. And then we have, which again, Mikhail Pais can go with, Lanav Shash. And we have also Yimei Mavucha. To focus on the day of Yimei Mavucha. Yimei Mavucha means, Aham Mavucha means, the days are not confused. Seems to be confused among the Rishonim, among the Paiskim, among the Hoggis. What exactly is happening over here? It's very confusing, this Loch over here. Let's try to get it clear. Or at least as far as we can, what's going on over here? Yimei Mavucha. First, someone was over here asking that L'chura, it says 3 days, it could be 7 days, maybe it's 20 days. What exactly is the number over here? Why is it, how far to take this concept, Yimei Mavucha? The way the Chavadas, that's the Lashon, he said, Mali Zayin, Mali Chof, Chavadas the Kasher already. He says, oh, you're limited to you in the place come that way, you're making a massive pitch for Ramah, where's it brought down the Rishonim? So first, the idea of not brought down the Rishonim, there's a Shilta Gebarim and Shavuos. And that base, he gets involved this question back and forth. What's lumdus? He means how the sugi maybe bucha. He has this shayla. Person sees within the set time. He's discussing the feast of 5 days. He goes back and forth. At the end, he is Maran. Maran, I think, is a sandik. And Maran said the meisim to be mekel. So we already have a Rishon. So the Gemara brings down his Rebbe, Rebbe Maran, a Maisa to be Meichel. They point out, look at the Vush over here. The Vush switches a little bit the words of the Ramah. Maisa, he's Meichel. The Shach, there's no such Chiddush for this. Maisa, he's Meichel. The Goyin does not hold such a concept. The Shulchan Aruch Harav doesn't hold of it. Chassam Sofer. The Chavdas does not seem to go this Malach, the Menish Chaim. So the Arnim and Sachim do not bring down the concept of Meimavucha. Therefore, look, and Hogamis Van Zer, Maisa, Moshe, and Shuvah, he writes, Ikra Hayuah like the Shach. There's no Chiddush of Meimavucha. Therefore, in America, La Palis came along like a Moshe. If you go to, let's say, Eretz Yisrael, so in Yerushalayim, Shlomo Zalman would go down and say, for Binyan Bayis Neman, and that's come over there from Afghans to the Rav Silva Sefer, he writes, Shlomo Zalman says, the Minig Yerushalayim is not to worry about Meim Avucha. So we have in America, we have in Minig Yerushalayim. Go to Bnei Brak, the Chadnish writes the Sefer, the Maisa, not to be Machmer, like this Chum over here. So we have Sain, Bnei Brak, Sain Yerushalayim, the Maisa, and also in New York, that not seem to be the Minig over here. What's Sati Machmer? So again, the Achronim Pesach Tshuva points out that the Tshuva Sedeshin being arrived, the Night of Yud of Tshuva Sedeshin is not so. They point out, look at the Lekit Yosher, the Talmud of the Tshuva Sedeshin, and brings down who said to be Machmer? My Rebbe was Dorish to be Machmer. So he got the right Rishon at least. Tshuva Sedeshin, Lemaisa, Lekit Yosher, wrote down his Rebbe, the Tshuva Sedeshin, says to be Machmer on this concept. He brings down Mamash's situation, and the Tshuva Sedeshin says to be Machmer Mei Mavucha. So we have a Rishon. That's the Ma'amok of the Noidi Behuda. Agam, Ladaka, that's the Svarish. But Maisi says, black, white, you Machmer over here. And therefore, the craziest Maisi Machmer had Rav Meir Shito. The Chachma Zadim Maisi went this way. The Kishon Aruch, the Tire, the Aruch HaShulchan. And if you look around, what you go do? So Be'er Moshe, and the York Maisi says, the Minig Maisi to be Machmer. You go to Yushalayim, which is a Tire, and Shalom Zaman, the Maisi was Machmer over here. You go to Bnei Brak, and the Stipler, and Chaim says that Chadnish Maisi said to be Machmer over here. So the Maisa, we have clear that there's a Minig Maisa, place can say to Machmer. The point they point out, the Machmer, Ibn Abraham is a Chadish, and he's a Mekel, because the Sefer says not to be and who's the Mekel, Yishalayim, 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 and Maisa, he's a Machmer over here. So what exactly happened over here? There's the same names over here, called New York, Minig Mekel, to be Machmer. So it's very simple, it's Mei Mavucha, it's very confusing. Maisa, we have a Kant over here, that seems to be the same names on both sides, or the same on Hoggins on both sides, it seems to be very confusing. Maisa, what the Paiskim say first, every Isha always sees her vest but always has cramps or hormonal changes beforehand, so that is also a Mei Mavucha. That means some Nashim always have a fever or cramps. That then she has a vest kivua, negate the vest aguf. We won't apply this halacha. But otherwise, some Nashim do we have to mark with the Mei Mavucha? So it seems to me that Hoga is that in America, most people over here have never heard about it. They were taught by Chosin, and they never learned the concept of Mei Mavucha. It does not seem to be this Anhoga over here. Not in Lakewood, not in New York, not taught it. Mashenkin and Eitzol, it seems to me that all the Meitar and the Maisa are taught the concept of Mei Mavucha. They are taught this concept. So that means that most of the people over here don't know what I'm talking about, unless they learned a little bit of the Sugyo. They hear the ones, hear the Meitar and the Maisa, because Rav Deutsch taught you. So he went like an American. Maisa seemed to be a mavucha exactly how to even teach. It's confusing, but Maisa seemed to be different. Hoggins, what to go do? Maisa, I have a problem with the idea not to be taught over here. A big problem with this, also very confusing. The crazy Maisa come on to Machmer, and he gradually he brings down the word mavucha. He's the first one that says the lashon of mavucha confusing. He says whether you do it or not. However, kuli amo, everyone has a minute to do a bedikah in those days. Everyone has an hoga to do bedikah. It means true, preachers are not, that's one thing. But bedikah, avadia, that means if you see, let's say, 28, you saw 29, 28, and then 30, the next month, these 3 days, you have to do a bedikah, even one matatashmas over here. This concept is what time on the kitzur, the shayat toyer. That means even though Moshe says we go like the shach, but he writes, even though he's meikul, he said, but if I do a bedikah. That means Dain Weiss, who says, Me'ikah Dein, you can follow the Shach, he says, Vadi do a Bediko. That means Shlomo Zalman says, the Minig Yerushalayim is not to do the Mei Mavucha, but he says, Vadi do a Bediko. And my said, I looked around on this forum, the Bada Shulchan said, you can make him Me'ikah Dein, he says, Vadi won't do a Bediko. I looked around on this forum, and that one segment says, not do a Bediko. So, how can he not be taught? How can he not be taught? How can he not be taught something that every sefer, as far as I can see, that back to the creation of the minig klal yisrael, it's from being done the minig is do a bedikah in Mei Mavucha. So how can he not be taught something that everyone agrees you have to go do a bedikah. I'm very confused. Maybe a little bit is where Berkut says over a drop. He said about do bedikah, he should. The way he says do bedikah, we'll get to Sim Kotayvov, do bedikah before an achatashmish, is a pitzkah tshuva being done, maybe up here the chavadas. That bedikah does not mean b'chum estokim. Dika means externally. And Berkut says, Avadi, do it. But you see, wipe externally with a big date, avoid him not to ask to yourself, to make sure everything's mutter. I mean, you mentioned away this concept. The idea over here that you should not do bedikah inside, maybe scratch yourself, make a makkel, but to be responsible, to be not nichel the geta of maybe you want to makkel tashmish, this idea of me mevuchel, you want makkel tashmish, wipe externally, do a kenoch, the big date, avoid him not to ask yourself. But otherwise, to make sure everything's beseder going on. Because these are the days she sees. She sees in the period. What? No, so we'll get to even Kopei Vav, that those will see over there by Bdika before Nachar Tashmish. There's a Chavadasi to say that dear Kinuach also. We'll see. Again, they're coming from Mamar Mokum. What do we get to?
How many times did they take the Kabam? Just 3 times, 28?
We'll get. That means it comes out, this idea of Mavucha, you have to learn it. Whether you're Bnei Tzol, Bnei Torah, you have to learn it's precious. With them, you have to know what you're doing. You have to know why people are not taught. We'll have to get maybe a straw why. So once we have this get over here, that you have to know it, how many days is a Mevuch over here? I mean, again, the word the Chavadas is, or the is Mali Zayin Mali Chav. What's the limit over here? So, what's the window? So, you read even the Ramah. The Ramah says 2 or 3 days before and 2 or 3 days afterwards. What's the Ramah saying? You could say the Ramah means 2 or 3 plus the investor war, and 2 or 3, that means 4 days. Or no, does he mean, Lechora means 2 or 3 with the day itself, it means 3 days. It means 3 or 4. What does he mean 2 or 3 before, 2 or 3 afterwards, he means 7 days. What does Ramah mean, 7, 4, 3? Pashi means 3, that's where the Nagudah brings it down. And it says Oy in between. Does that mean Lechora or Hemshech? Lechora means a case of 3 over here. But you have 1 option 3, or you have another option 4. The way the Nagudah and Pesach Chu bring down the case of 7 over here. We go the Svara, the Trumas Adeshin, that's the Makor we're coming from, then it should be any time that Shach to see. That means if a person sees from day 25 to 35, it should be even those 11 days. If that's you're coming from, that's the Svara over here. Coming from the idea of our mayor, the way the crazy is coming from, it should be all days except that, let's say, only one day. Let me have one day that you know for sure you don't see, that's enough. It could be even 15, 20, 30 days. Become the Svara from the Chavadas, of course, should that be 3 days. That means this, where you're coming from, make an afkamina if it's 3, 7, or as many days as you want, until you have one day free, or maybe all the days.
Is it day and night?
Yeah, whatever the days. How we look at it. Now, Lemaisa, the swarming down, the way the Lekit Yosha, when he says it over, Rishon, Maril says it over, they discuss it, Yehuda, they say 7, or the Cholpa for 7. The way the Shulchan Aruch, he's discussing case of 5. Again, Loshna Ramah seemed to be a case of 3, the kids went 3, and seems to be the most swarm, numerous swarm with the case of 3. And therefore, even if we want to be Machmer, the Pesachim say, where the Nebuchadnezzar says over from the Ramah himself, it should be a case of 3. Therefore, the Be'er Moshe, when he asked the in Shteich, he said the case will be a 3, or Avazah says 3. And the Hogah seemed to be among numerous swarm who are Machmer, the Gedder is 3 days. They can't say the Machmer to Lodrach, some of them say, but the Gedder seems to be 3 over here. The Gamma seems to be a little bit of an in between Mahalach. That means they bring down from Shlomo Zalman, he says 3. But the way they explain Shlomo Zalman, and see others also go this way, Chodashoni, Tash Bas Yisrael, that no number 3, 5, or 7. It really depends upon the amount that the Isha sees her vest. That means that she sees her vest for 4 days. That's how the flow usually is. So those 4 days is his man that we can have the Yimei Mevucha. The Isha sees 6 days. Mevucha is 6 days. Isha sees her period for 2 days, be 2 days. This is what Shlomo says. Most Noshim see their period for 3 days. It says, man, 3 days over here. So, what is the Yimei HaVest? Negate Yimei Mevucha. Numerous Shlomo say it's 3. And some say, why 3? Because that's usually when her period is being her lining being shed, is those 3 days. I mean, our Noshim could be the 4th day, you really can't sing anything. But this man over here is, and the mosque situation is saying 3 days over here.
Days, next
month
at plus 3 days?
It's 2 days.
No.
I thought earlier saying
that
it's the range that she sees.
The range. The range has to be, again, she sees 28, 29, 30, but it has to, but let's say her period's only, let's say, 4 days, and she sees a 6 day range, then she doesn't have any memorable call.
At all?
No. But let's say she has a period, she sees 7 days, she has a long period. and the range is 6 days, then she doesn't have a Mei Mevucha.
If she has, she necker of a Mei Mevucha,
So again, what the days of here is, if you taught again in the Gate of Sugya Vedikas, it comes out again, numerous forms say three, again, maybe it's more than that, but again, or Machmet HaLavracha, but the Lecholapachas, you Mei Mevucha is 3 days. Now, how do we oiku that? Let's say you see 28, 29, 30. So if Vazel says you missed 28, 29, 30 for 3 months, might see oiku it. The way Rabbi Yashiv says it's 3 months down off, because he said you have to be at least a year over here. You have to show you're totally out of this man over here. It has to be a year that you missed this time over here.
Maybe it's longer?
So take a year to. You can see these 3 days for a year.
That means
for a year,
you what?
That means, you may Mevucha 28, 29, 30.
Yeah.
You cannot see 28, 29, 30 for a year, year's time. None of those days.
How do you start it?
You see 27, you see 33, and you keep seeing. You see 35, you see 32. You can, for a whole year,
that's
not see those.
That's 3 months in a row in that range. That's
let's say a person that was conveyed.
In a row.
No, I don't
27, 31.
Oh, so the same child, how do you convey it? So again, Rabbi Yashiv says it takes a year to be kveyat. You have to be in a year's time. Which is Ushtar takes a year to be kveyat, a year to be oikret.
And as long as she's like 27 to 35, so
her
flow never lasts 8 days, she
has no mevucha? According to Rabbi Shammazam, no mevucha, correct. Now, they do say once you have mevucha, the question is negate to mitzvahs, makam mitzvah, makam chumris. That means you mentioned by the Urzeruah that the makam mitzvah was placed on Mekel and chumris on Mekel. So also the Achrem this cost, the same thing negate to me mevucha. That means let's say you have lel chupa mevucha. Avadi Mekel, let's say it's lel tefila, you may mevucha. We can place him on Mekel, get his halacha and sif yod. Let's say yitzel derech, or bomb in a derech, you may mevucha. Again, we'll get sif yod. We can place him on Mekel. But shonu rishayna. So we discuss negate to Urzeruah, mevucha, what the anhogla meis is, what to go do. Over here, there's a dynamite treatment in Chalakei. He says that Avreichim can be Mekel. So words Avreichim sound like married people, but the way how the Bin Abayis Neman or Chukas Taris said, he meant Shonu Rishona people. Shonu Rishona, some might say, this Bizman is there, first 5 years Shonu Rishona, you should know what that means. But Maisa, we have that hook over here that we do not take on, the Oscar brings down, and Dynamite, the newlyweds, the Maisa did not take on the Chumri Mei Mevuch over here. Now, also in the Gare to Chumras. That means you put a Yimei Mevucha with a vest Ozruah. I mean, Yimei Mevucha of a couple of days, put an Ozruah upon that. So again, that's why I want to say, Chum upon that, not to Yimachmer. You Chibuch Fenishuk. You put a Yimachmer not. You say double Abracha. So, the morning is Shabbos.
Doesn't hold it. How could he do that? How could he take the
Shabbos? Not totally Zebazah.
How does Ozruah and Yimei Mevucha
You see 28, 29, 30, the night before 28. It depends if you see within the day and night.
So if you're fluctuating between day and night, you have all 24 hour periods. So now we're talking about the later before the 27th day.
Sounds that way.
Why is this a shot?
That what? We don't say those who are on this. Okay, I'll make it anyway. So that's what I say. That's what I say. Now they just point out, what about Bei Muberes Umenekes? So, Dain Weiss and Shuman Chelikyot, he wants Tainan Muberes the first 3 months of his Banazer, which those won't be Machmer, Umenekes, the first 24 months, those won't be Machmer, but take on the Mei Ruchati Machmer, Avadanat. So it could be maybe the reason why the Ulam is not taught, Mitzah Bedikas. Well, shouldn't we show in the first year in the Mei Mevucha? Hopefully you get pregnant, and then you get nursing. So after 4 years, who doesn't learn Hilchos Nida Bifnim? Avadi, you have to respond to learn Hilchos Nida. I mean, if not, stam you have a baya. But it could be that the reason why people are not taught, they want to be practical over here. The first couple of years, not Nagia, and afterwards, the Maisiyah, and by then, learn Hilchos Nida. Ulai. Otherwise, it's very confusing. Fine, that's Ramah Sipes. The Lacha Sif Gimel Akhtana Zekena Lamaisa Sana Ma Mokum Shi. So I guess we'll leave it off to Simon Pekot Paites Sif Chav Zayin. That's where it is brought down again, the same exact Lacha. So you get Pishal over there, we'll get Pishal over there. That means the reason why people kept asking me why we leave out Sif Gimel Sif Zayin and Sif Yabez by us in the Simon over here, because Sif Gimel is Kot Paites Sif Chav Zayin, we're focused over there. Sif Zayin is Kot Paites Sif Lambez, the Suga Mubes Menekis will do it over there. And Sif Yud Beis, there's a long shach over here, that's the Suga Vestagof, will not do it over here, do the Kot Paites Sif Yud Tes. That means Moshe, next Chavur is only Sif Ches through Sif Yud Aleph. Fine. Ches through Yud Aleph. No. Fine. Sif Dalet. The person sees. Ches. The. Siftal, it'll be a person is welcome to see with Netzach Hamo. See with Netzach Hamo. So come along the Shainim and the Paiskim, and they discuss what the lacha should be. So among the Shainim, we have three different shitas. The way the Balamor is brought down, not to be choshev either one. The Ravid says to be choshev for both. And come along the choshev's name, and the way how the Rosh is, that we're only choshev for the second one over here. Second one over here. Why we have a klal, says the Rosh, Safda Malakula. They point out from the Rosh, we see precious that didn't have on like the Shach and Taz, not like the Nadi Behudo, discussing why to be Parish over here. Not like the Nadi Behudo. Maisa, that means we're solving a seal before Nates, which you saw after Nates. So where the Mechaba says, we go like the Rosh Shita, we pass in the Lachla Maisa, then we only go the second day. When you see before Nates, now should we saw before Nates or after Nates? The Maisa, the Paiskim did not go this way. The Shach Pim being down the Bach, the Maisa to be Machmer, and be Choshish signed the day before and signed this day. Minchas Yaakov went this way, the Graz went this way, Chavdas or Choshulchon. We Paskim, we're not sure if you saw before Nates or after Nates, the Maisa were Machmer. Now, what he Machmer, what he Mekel? The Tzati Machmer, they point out, number one, we have the Raiva Chito. You Chosh before, you Chosh afterwards. My Chos Zahai Mahai. Yavadai taught me over here. What happened to Elchus Nido? A second reason, and the Shach being down for the Bach, means that the Sugar of the Urzuro. Even when we say on the second day, as he Machmal, the Urzuro, the Eina beforehand, so against Kashi upon him. Well, Maisa, that's the second reason why he machmel over here. A third reason, Aruch Hashulchan says, you're not sure if you saw before or afterwards, Chasar Nidir. Because Chasar Nidir Chal Oilam, it's Mavucha Avi Pasch, we mentioned already a couple of times, but it's Bechoshim Tzad Sugim of Chasar Nidir. That means, Bizman Azeh, our notion, I'm not sure if you saw before Nates or after Nates, the Paiskim and Maisa are machmel. What's the Tzati Megal? So the Rosh says, the words of the Taz is the Akapon, she's Tommy. With the way that Pidei explains, you tell a kilkel upon the mukukelis, which you have to know what exactly that means to be in the Taz, what the shaykhus is. The second far, the Rosh, put down with the shaykhus, sub dabon lukul over here.
It don't mean that she wakes up and she sees she's an eagle.
So, Lahura, the situation over here is, well, let's say you know Vesikin, today's Vesikin this morning was 6:36. I assume knows. That means, you're not sure if you saw a 6:34 or 6:38. That's the situation over here, and we're coming to be machmer. The Shach, Bach, either reason, Ravit, or Machmel, Maisa, for the day and the night before. What happens for Karen? She wakes up today, all the kids are off, she can sleep in late. I know that way, all the Shivas are off. I'm not sure what happened, I thought the Chashim Noim one. But if she, the Maisa, she woke up at 8 o'clock. End point, it's 8 o'clock in the morning, she has done now. What's the loch in that case over here? Do we say she went to sleep last night, 11, 12, 1, because you know, everyone's off, and she wakes up at 8, 9 this morning? So what are you going to do? Is that the same machlokes over here that we chosh for both the night and the day? But no, the halacha is this is a different halacha. So all the svarim say this is not the situation in Shulchan Aruch. The way the body of Lushi Oz are coming from an Eshkol. The one time this situation of vada the halacha is a day. Avad the why chazak shetar the night before and avad the halacha over here is a day. Now I just have a little bit of a problem that the mamakum is the Eshkol. Look up the Eshkol inside. He lemaisa he passing like the Rosh. They always go during the day. The second Zman, not the first day. So I'm not sure why they're coming from my Mokum to Eshkol. However, the loch is, we know the Sugya Vestis, and then the Kuf Sadi, Sifnun Dalit, by someone we did not write down the calendar. In this case, what happened? She went to sleep, she woke up. Obviously, she did not wake up in the middle of the night. That means she did not know about Choshia no Agosha. It was a Kesem Luchur in the middle of the night. Then she has in the morning. So we tell the Sugya Vest, without the idea of a Moshe concept, the Moshe wants to know when you have a Kesem before and then the Yamara the next day, you go after the Kesem. Most of them do not go this way, that's common custom. Some of them others go this way, go after the day itself. The reason why we should go after the day to back to the halacha of there's no sub, we don't write down the Tzad Sugya Vestis. And if you wake up in the morning, L'chur, you not feel it middle of the night. That's the Pashas over here. Therefore, we're back to the halacha that when does he vest? He vests during the day. So most all this from say you wake up, what do you write down the calendar when you woke up? Unless the amount of dam or the dam that you have over here is dried up, but when it came from the middle of the night, then the vada you go from the middle of the night. It's clear. It's like chokha that came from the middle of the night. That means the amount you see, it was a lot. Or dried up in the middle of the night. But chutz mizeh, what?
Why is there no kesem in that case?
It could be you have your real period with the amount that you have there. Echnami. If it'll be a little bit amount, I'm asking. They do say the Oscar McZan, what's the halacha? Let's say you had a vest kavua the night beforehand, and now you woke up in the morning. Do you say that the chur, when you go see it, chur haban yivest, a kavur, write down for the night beforehand. So the ashkel brings down from the ashkel, the chesed tzara, the maaser, then we write down the night. But then have a hard time, it's not the sugya of vest, it's not the idea of kesem. You should not write it down, yish lo'ofim. But again, practically to get it to us, all our nashim usually have vesh and a kavurs. I mean, even though we have this halacha, they not sure you still before nates or after nates. That's only when you know that within that time period, you're not sure when it is, when exactly you saw it. 6:34, 6:38. If you wake up in the morning, then you write down that morning over there. Now you do see a certain over here, what is exactly his day, what is night? That means Beklali, as everyone knows, Davish Meleser ben Eitz. However, the halacha is, we start the day from Alois. An hour and a half before, depends what sheet you're going with, but the day starts from Alois. If so, why aren't we counting from Alois? What night time? When's night? Shkia. What happened? Seis of Ikka's night over here. So we have Yisrael received from this halacha, the Pesach Yeshiva brings down, and all the place can go over here, that the Goyim over here is the Chama, is the sun. And therefore you need either sunrise or sunset, sunbreak. When the sun comes, that's this man. How do you write down your Eino? The Eino is a 12-hour period. The halacha is that we go after Nates to Shkia. And that's day. And the night is from Shkia to Nates. That means even though for halacha, it might be go after Alois makes it a day, but the going over here and the get to the Eino is Nates to Shkia. Kreishi, the Graz, Chochmus Odom, Chavdas, Sam Seifer, Kitzer, all the place seem to go Be'ik, halacha, Maiso, that the halacha is from Nates to Shkia. Again, there is an Eshkol that wants a Taino over here, we go from Alois, and there seems to be an Aruch HaShulchan, the Taino wants to be Choshev for both Alois and Nates. Maisa, any calendar you have, any Hanukkah that you usually taught, everyone's taught the concept like the Pesach Tshuva, the Aloch is in Nates to Shkia. Yes, yeah. Now, once you go from Nates to Shkia, which Shkia? The Shkia Rishayna, the Shkia Shni over here. That means Shkia Rishayna is when the ball sets. Shkia Shniya is when the red of the sky goes away on the right side. So which Shkia are you referring to over here? So Pashtus is that we're going when the sun itself sets. And therefore the Kleizemiger, Rapadavar or Vosner, they write clearly, even though those won't go after Shkia Shniya like a main time, means over here the Loch Shkia Rishayna. That means here's one of these cases that's acts as a Kleizol, the gate of Sugya of Vestas, how to write down the calendar. But ik this form go, so Holkin, but ik we go from Nate to Shkir Rishoina. There's no machlokes to this, and that's how the mice write down.
Is that what they're saying that to the Shach?
Yeah, and that's what Shuba says, Rosh Leimar, and the Shach.
No, but I'm saying you don't know what the Shkir
Rishoina is, yeah. No. That's partially what the Shach means. Yeah, Piskachuva, right? What's the Leimar?
He says Shkir Rishoina.
No, that's what he means. Now, once you say the idea over here is a sun, they get involved with interesting cases. What defines, how do you calculate with the sun? For example, when people are flying, the halacha is, where do you go? Negate to day and night. You go, what's on the ground? That means you're flying, you see the sun, but on the ground it's already night. It's nighttime. So, let's say a person is flying on Chavav, it's during the day, and on the ground it's night. Negate to Mariv, it's night. We go, Be'ikir, halacha, as the night. But you see the sun. So the sun can cause you rest. Come on, Minchas Pri, once a Taino, I felt the Gedir. What's that of flying? What do you go after if you can see the sun? The sun is there, that's the day. You can't see the sun, that's the night. And therefore, he says the Chiddush will come out. And you get to, you can be Chav Zayin at night. You write down the calendar Chav Zayin. You put it during the day because you see the sun right now. It means you see the sun of Chav Vav. You Chav Zayin at night. You write down the calendar Chav Zayin, but what? I know? Day. The sun caused it. It's a chiddush over here. No, the sun still is, even though it's being black. We'll get to maybe another question. Minchas Pri writes another Taino. Let's say he says in the North Pole. North Pole is six months day, 6 months night. So in the Gel Alocha, we go when Earth turns, makes every day. I had to have Shabbos, but it can this farm go. That when it rotation, that's one day. Another rotation, second day. You know, 7 days when the Earth rotates, by the seventh day is Shabbos. But he says, but Maisa, the sun's there. So the sun's there, so your vest is always during the day. And then after 6 months, those vests only during the day won't happen next 6 months, so that's the nighttime. Because right now the sun causes over here. There's another massive chiddush she wants Taino. Let's say you have during the day an eclipse by the moon, it's dark. So the Minchas Pri wants a Taino, now it's night. I would say it's being blocked by the moon over here. He wants Taino, maybe Nichol get a Riyabalai, there's no sun anymore. And that means you write down, let's say it's Chavav during the day, you have an eclipse of the sun, the only the moon is over there, so you write down Chavav at night. It's fine, you can argue these points over here, but that's how far you want to take the concept of the sun over here.
So it's very smart move for Puria. If you ever have any issues, go to the North Pole, if any, or very high.
Okay, fine. Yeah, go, I'll tell the clock, fine. You might have other issues. Your wife might not want to come with you. Now, they discuss, once they discuss the days and nights, what about flying? That means you can fly, you can lose hours, you can lose days. That means you fly from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Lawrence, you gain 7 hours to New York. You go from New York to Eretz Yisrael, you lose 7 hours. So how do you calculate over here? So they have to discuss, number one, to get to the 5 days, which comes also. You're missing hours. The gate is Zainikim, you're missing hours. So 5 and 7 will lead to some Kufs Adagvav. The gate is Asugil of Precious, a person who flies. So let's say she's flying on Yimei Precious. And she's going from Eretz Yisrael to, going from America to Eretz Yisrael. She just lost out 7 hours, or gained, depends how you look at it. She loses, she has, again, she had a 12-hour Oino, and then also went to 12 to 5-hour Oino. She only has 5 hours? You have to be choshish more than that. You say, what caused it? The day and the night caused it. The sun caused it over here. So if Vodzah comes along and says, once you start, even though it's ready the next Oino, you have to go into it. You can't gain out of it. We're down the safe, Lechtech V'derech, a traveling safe over here, to ask the bystander to go this way. Tell us, I'm not sure, he doesn't explain the svar for it. It's really the Nesoino. Therefore, Sharmig says, Dakitar, Ibn Khamkiyev, Oze Taino, Echnami. You started in America, you went to Israel, you only have 5 hours of the Oino, of that, without the Yosef, obviously. You have 5 hours, went away, in my scene, it's the next night already. And therefore, it should be motor. They do say, Emin agrees for Kert. Let's say you left from Israel and they went to America, so there you only went from 12 to 17. Echlami is still in the day period. Echlami, that everyone agrees to. But you never left your daytime. That means that Yosef will be a cool over here. We don't pass on Yosef, so it's not a cool. And therefore, Echlami, you have a bigger Yimei Prisha over here. That's the game if you fly on Yimei Prisha. Now, if you want to Cheshbin Yimei Prisha, you want to Cheshbin your Chedesh, your Yaflaga, where do you go after? I mean, you live in Yisrael, you go back to Pesach, not sure why. You go back to Pesach. So, what do you write down? We go after the Zmanim of Eretz Yisrael, because that's when the period was. Go where you are right now. So, that's my Sibah. Moshe says, go after where you are right now. Go after the side, the sun's causing it. Once you cheshbing, don't worry about Eretz Yisrael. Go to Meister where you are right now. That means also punishment is caused to get to Bris. You know, you're flying, lose amount of hours. No, it's 8 days. Don't worry about that.
What's he talking about? Where are you holding?
The May pre-show, that you cannot get there yet. Again, we're calculating May pre-show. That means if it's you're on, you may pre-show, that's one question. But let's say you calculate May pre-show, that means the question is what do you coming to America and a couple days later, you may be in May pre-show. Do you go after the American time or the Israeli time? You go where you are right now.
Sometimes if you're on the plane, and your May pre-show is supposed to start, but by the time you land, it's not. I mean,
it never started.
Do you start already on the plane? Or
no, if it's supposed to, if it never got there, no. It never got there, you don't start. Now, what's maybe more interesting is what do you do, the dateline over here. The dateline is like you were supposed to be Chav Zayin, and now it's really Chav Vav. So you're missing over here, what do you do about that by dateline? You go from Japan to Eretz Yisrael. You go from Australia to Eretz Yisrael. What am I supposed to go do? So the some won't be Machmas, some won't be Mekel, but there seems to be an in-between Mahalach over here. Mishlom Zalman, Dakitaro, Megalos Merkachem. The one Taina really depends for Chidish or for Aflogon. If you go on Mitzat of Chedish, Loch is the month causing it. So, Chanami, go where you are right now. That makes a lot of sense. Instead of Flogger, the idea is what is the distance you go after the Mount of Shkias. That means that will change over here. Because one is the idea of the Shkias, how many the distance you have got Mount of Shkias that you got. Either the day changes, nothing changes. You go after you yourself. Mashayin Chedish is the day. So, Chanami, Mitzat Loch, the day change, we go after the day. It will change over here. So Beni is distance, right? So we go after distance. We go after the Shkias. Distance? Yeah, it's distance. It's not the month. Fine. Sifei is sugya when a person is ruckelsi before nates that goes into nates. So it's very clear when you read the Beis Yosef. According to the Torah, very clear. There's coming from the Rosh, very clear. Coming from the Ravid. There are three different sheetahs over here. what to go do. There are those atayna they chush for both bestis. That means you see before nights into nights, we go like a Yehuda, we have to chush for the whole entire time. You chush for the night and the day. The second shita, you go only as cholos of vest, only chush for the night. And the in between shita, the way how the rabbit rosh mechaber paskins, that the night itself you chush for the whole 12-hour period, plus what's mamshich into the day. That means you go 12 hours plus another half hour in between shita. Now, to what said that, we really have to get down to Sivov. Because really, Hayin Sivov is the stira, what's happening over here. That means Sivov is really the, we start off the Chabura with a question of when a person sees, let's say, 5 days, Al Beis Kimon Dalam, hey, what do you write down on the calendar? The way it's brought down is that the Raivit, the Eshkol, the Ramban, they say they write down Al Beis Kimon Dalam Hayin your calendar. All 5 days, the Maisi write down. What's the reason? The way the Raivit says he has two main reasons. Either because every day is he made best, I'm not sure which day is over here. In one tenet, because the death of the Nashim to switch back and forth. Therefore, all 5 days, the Maisim definitely get a he made best. And there are those who pass like this. Kishchon Aruch, the Ben Ishchai, they pass in, you have to write down all 5 days in the calendar. However, Kiyadua, that's not our Anhogo, every Isha knows they write down the first day. They go like the Balamor, Raj Baro, the Rosh Ritva Ben Ruchim. Machab passes away very clearly. The Amor and Kupay Tess of Yigimel says V'chein Iker. We only write down as Cholos Avest. So again, a very clear halacha that comes out from Machab the Amor is that when a person sees 5 days, what do you write down in your calendar? You write down the first day. Now, once we write down the first day, L'chura, you have to realize then Sifay and Sifav is a stira. Sifav is saying do as Cholos Avest. Sifay was saying we write down as Cholos Avest in 12 hours. Plus the next day, which would be Mamshech in the next half hour. How do you put Sifay and Sivav together? So you could tell me, well, the rival Maisa, he's the one who says we choshev for both vestis. And he's the one who says we choshev for Al-Bez Gimel Dal Hei. The rival is Lishitasai. They point out two reasons it can't be that way. You look up the rival inside the Baal Nefesh, his first tickle is Sifay, goes back and forth, he ends up saying the locha over here is that you do for the first Eino, plus the half hour. Then afterwards he clears the Shiloh, what do you do about Al-Bez Gimel Dal Hei? He clears. He ends up saying to be Machmer. So he's not totally Zebazah. He himself says not totally Zebazah. Second, the two of the Mechaber do not pass this way. They pass it to Bob as Chol Sevest. Yen Sefei, they're saying going as Chol Sevest plus would be Mamshik into it. So they come along with Taz and Shach and they answer this question. They ask this question, they answer it. Now the Shach, the Shela had to read it. Is he saying one Mahalach over here? That's a Machzal Shekel Pute, one time he's saying one Mahalach. But I think it's more like the Bada Shulchan that the Shach is saying two separate Mahalachim over here. Two different ways to answer this question. The first Mahalach in the Shach, coming from the Bach, and again the way the Bada Shulchan explains, is that we see in Simul Kuf Tadi, the Shaila can each see three straight days. Is it possible Metzias to see three straight days? The Shach holds it's not possible. Not possible. Therefore, he wants a time of the Loch and Sefer, yet we achas, one flow. Mashenk and Sevov, in the case of we have 5 days or 3 days, Mashenk is not possible, you have to be mafstik in between. So one of the cases is one flow, so you go after us Cholah, plus with Nimshach the next day. Mashenk, you mafstik in between, then we go after us Cholah Sevest. One Mahalach. The second Mahalach in the Shach, and that's how the Taz is very clear that way, they point out L'chur the Taz L'shitosai, he holds a Shaykh or Isha see 3 days straight over here. You want time, it depends how much you see over here. If her Isha sees a little bit, so a little bit is her vest. So she saw before Nates, after Nates, when's her vest? The whole thing's her vest. Mash Enkin, she sees a lot for a couple of days. So one is her vest, everything else is a Sevest Domin. When you see a little bit, there's no to Sevest Domin. That is the vest. We see a lot, one is the Ik is always Aschola, and everything else is to Sevest. So when you have a couple of days that you saw, then you write down the Iker, which is the Ascholo, and then the rest is Nichol get up to Sefes, which they come out, what's enough between the two Malchim? Let's say Isha sees for 5 days, Anoshim sees 5 days, 3 days, Anoshim sees 3, 4, 5 days. But the first day she saw from before Nates to after Nates. One's the rest. So she has to write down on the calendar the first day, plus be Mamshech into the next half hour of the second day. According to the Shach's first Malach, you have to write that down. According to the Shach's second Malach, now the Taz goes, you don't have to write it down. Maisa, most forms seem to go like the Taz. But the Shulchan says a Mekel like the Taz, that's in the grass, and the others go this way. You should talk to the day zoo and do not have to write it down. Therefore, our notion, what they do, they only write down as cholos avest. That means.
Why the first day you what afkamina? How's
it chapter? Afkamina is, let's say you see 5 days. The first day you saw from before nights into the after nights. According to Shach, you'll have to write down the first day, plus you'll have to write down the next half hour, the second day. Because it flowed, because his idea was, it flowed. Unless you saw you appeared when we asked, flowed straight from before. The Mechavish case, it's okay. No, there you saw a couple of days. Then you only write as false avest.
Well, obviously the first part of it was...
No, then you write down only as false avest. That's Sivav telling you. Siv Hay is telling you when you have a small amount that you only saw, you write down that plus what's the Mishach into. What?
Why not look at the Taz?
No, the Taz, we see a little bit now. We saw a lot. He says the Ik is always as follow.
So they only the rest.
And everything else is Sefes.
I mean,
the beginning. No, as follow. It's not before Nates. It's not before they went into Nates. We're kids. We all act as follow. That's the Ik always.
It depends how long.
So what's wrong with that?
So then you only write down as follow.
Like,
this is about the Shulchan speaking. You can't argue with him. But go ahead. But my sister, that one in the Taz over here. Fine. So my sister, again, the big thing is wrong, like the second malach, like the Taz over here, like the idea that we always write down as cholos avest. Again, most Anoshim do not have a small period. Therefore, that's why everyone writes down only the first day on the calendar over here. Yes, I said the Master Shekel Prideo is saying that the Shach first and second malach is really one malach, but they no malach is in Shach. Yes. But I said, I'm saying, oh, like the Bada Shulchan, there is two Shittas over here. And if there are arguing over here, and it's still a passing like the Taz. Fine. Siv Zayin again is ready to see in the Kuf Bei Tes in the end, and we're holding by Siv Ches. Next time, do Siv Ches till Siv Yud Aleph. That's long.